Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I have a little special episode that I really wanted to do. So, as many of you know, the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo is coming up. It starts on t or Wednesday, October 23rd, and I know many chapters are getting ready and many members are getting on ready, starting to pack, starting to get their stuff together for convention. And I really wanted to do an episode where I dive into convention as a whole. I mean, I went last year to the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo, so I feel like I could speak a little bit on it. While it was only my first convention, I'm still going to give my 2 cents, and we're going to maybe this will help some people. We will see. So yeah, I'm going to basically break down to like some of the stuff that I did last year at convention, some of the stuff maybe that I'm looking forward to at convention this year. I'm going to talk about the necessities when it comes to packing, because you do not want to get or you don't want to leave the stuff that you need. And like I think as a whole, just the necessities for convention. And I think I'm going to take like a deeper dive into like the opportunities that there are at convention, because there are a lot that you can do, or there is a lot rather that you can do within the span of 3 days. So yeah, I'm gonna start off with my first convention experience, and then I'm gonna leave the more important stuff till the end of the episode so that maybe it's something that'll resonate with the people that decide to listen to this. So last year I attended the like I said, 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. This was my first time going to convention, national convention that is, and I was scared. I mean, I didn't know that there was going to be 70,000 other FFA members in downtown Indianapolis that week. I didn't really have an idea. I didn't know what I was getting into. I knew I was going to a Lainey Wilson concert, and then I was going to get to see one of my friends that I got to know, Carson Cantrell. I knew I was going to get to hear her retirement address, but that was the bare minimum. So backstory, I talked about it last week on last week's episode. We were at Tennessee FFA camp. I met Karsten. I mean, we kind of talked about stuff and all that with FFA that week, and I felt that it was only right that I go and listen to the retiring address. So yeah. So I guess basically starting off, I mean, we're road tripping up there, and it's on Halloween, so our chapter officers that and members that go, we came up with the idea, like many other chapters, I'm sure, that we were gonna dress up and hit the road. So we were gonna dress up in our costumes. We decided to do farm animals, even though I wouldn't say we had a bunch of farm animals. I literally showed up in a kangaroo jumpsuit because that was the only thing I could find. But that's besides the point. So we road tripped up there on Halloween. It is freezing cold. And the road trip was fine. I mean, we went through Louisville, all that kind of jazz. Went up through Indiana. It was pretty nice. And we get into downtown, or not downtown, but yeah, downtown, because we had to pick up our passes and everything. But we get into Indianapolis, and instantly it starts snowing. And it's so weird, because coming from Tennessee, you're not going to have snow in October, much less on Halloween. Like, it was crazy. So we're getting into Indianapolis. It's snowing. Everybody's trick-or-treating. It is crazy. Like, it's a crazy mixture. And we finally get to our hotel, and here we are. And the advisors didn't really tell us, but we had to be up at the crack of dawn the next day. And the next day was like really, really busy. We went to the opening session 1A last year. And we saw all that. I absolutely love the sessions. I know that's one thing it kind of can be frowned upon because they are so long, but I think the sessions are one of the fun things at convention, just because the speakers are awesome. Last year we had Juan Badania, and his stuff was pretty good. We got to hear from the governor of Indiana. That was pretty cool. Not last year, but a few years ago, there was a message from the president. That's pretty cool. I know. I think Trump's first year, maybe second year in office, he was there at convention, if I'm not mistaking. I might be wrong, but don't fact check me on that. But like, you never know what to expect. That opening session 1A is always one of the really cool ones at convention. They do the flags, They recognized all 52 state associations, and it's really cool to just sit there and be in there and like see what's going on. And those sessions, yes, they get very lengthy, but that's besides the point. So we go to the session, we go to the expo center for a little bit, and we kind of twiddle around, go and look and see what all is there. And then we go to the session, and we're pretty much just like, we're sitting there. We somehow managed to get seats in Lucas Oil Stadium. Those seats fill up really quickly, so make sure that you're on time. That is one tip and trick that you need to keep in mind. So, we're in there, and we finally get our seats, and we finally get everybody sat down together, which was a blessing somehow. And then we look up to our left, and there's like Covington and a few other chapters from West Tennessee, and we're like, oh, I guess we found the right spot. I think it was like Covington and Peabody, or Trenton, Peabody, Trenton, same place. Anyways, that's another story. But we look up and we're like, oh, there's them, and we're like, perfect, we got good seats. And we start. The session did get very lengthy, I will say that, but everything that was said in that session decided that it was going to resonate with me. So there's so many things that I still remember. I remember them talking about the roots and the seeds and the tillage of the soil and everything that they talked about in their little culminating thing at the beginning. I love when the national officers do that because it's awesome. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm really excited to see these six do it because I'm not, I mean, I'd say I'd have more of a connection with most of the national officers this year than I did last year, but overall it's just really cool to see that. And yeah, so we sit through the session. We don't stay the whole time because we were going to see Lainey Wilson that night, and if you knew anything about me last year, I liked Lainey Wilson. I'd heard some of her songs, but I was not her die one A1 since day one fan. I wasn't, and I knew a handful of the songs, but Lainey Wilson, it's Lainey Wilson. I mean, why not go see her? And we're rushing. We go and find a Five Guys in downtown Indianapolis, and we change our clothes. We go eat. We do everything, and then it's time to head on over to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and go to the Lainey Wilson concert. And I can definitely vouch, like that was one of the best concerts that I had ever been to. Our advisor somehow pulled off getting like 14 tickets, which was insane. And like all of the tickets were like really, really good too. So I'm not complaining by any means. Shout out to Miss Coates. So we do that, and then around 11 o'clock, maybe later actually, we finally leave the concert, and then it's time for us to head back to the hotel. At the hotel, we finally, hunker down for the night, and it's time to go to bed, which was a necessity after that long day. Well, then we wake back up Thursday morning and do it all over again. So we go to we do workshops and expo and all that jazz, and then me and our chapter president at the time, we go to the session where Karsten Cantrell is giving her retiring address, and we just go sit on that, and then she shouts out Tennessee FFA, which was really, really cool because she came to our Tennessee FFA leadership training camp last summer, and that's how I got to meet her. All that cool stuff. So overall, it was really cool getting to see her retiring address and like the whole counting joy thing. It was really impactful, and I was talking about this on last week's episode. Like retiring addresses are like some of my favorite things ever. They're so bittersweet. I mean, I hate to be sending off those people because, for example, this past year at state convention, Tennessee FFA state convention. Like, I absolutely loved every person on that state officer team. And I mean, everybody helped me in some kind of way. I mean, I got to know every single one of them. And sitting through and hearing absolutely every single one of their retiring addresses, it was sad. I mean, it was really sad to know that these eight ladies were not going to be state officers anymore. And those connections kind of formulate throughout the year. I mean, I talked to Ella a handful of times throughout the year, Hannah, Lily, all of them. And it was sad, but retiring addresses are definitely some of my favorite things to hear. I mean, like I said, I don't like hearing them because it's time for them to go. I only like hearing them because of the motivation. I love hearing the stories, the backgrounds, like the reflections that these officers go through. It's always been impactful to me, and I cannot even imagine what this year's slate are going to be like, because there's so many good ones. I mean, Emily Gossett, I'm really excited to hear hers. I'm not excited to hear hers because you get the point. But I'm really excited to just sit and hear her. I mean, I've never like met her one-on-one or anything, but like I know many people that have within Tennessee FFA, and I've heard really good things. I'd just love to, be able to hear that. But inspiration's one thing that you will get from a retiring address. They may be 20 minutes long, but you will get some sort of inspiration. And that is what is most important. Now, our chapter's kind of a little bit, I don't really know how to put it, but we don't stay the whole time, which is kind of sad to me because I really don't like leaving before the National Officer Selection session. I absolutely would love to be able to sit in and, just be there whenever they're selecting the next eight, or ne oh my goodness, I'm thinking about Tennessee. When they're selecting the next six. So last year, Faith Cook from Tennessee, she served as our 2022-2023 state secretary, I believe. She ran for a national officer position. She, I believe, was in the top like 25 or so that were going to get a position, like that could get a position. Unfortunately, she did not get selected, but she is our national officer candidate again this year. And I mean, I think everybody in Tennessee has a really good feeling for Faith. She's worked really, really hard, overcome a lot of stuff, and overall, we're really excited. And I would love to be able to, be there for that. I mean, it's as crazy as it sounds. I was literally getting home, riding around the back roads out here in my little count in my or yeah, in the county, and I was watching the live, and they were just saying the names, and I remembered the randomest thing. So we were getting on an escalator at Lucas Oil Stadium, leaving one of the sessions. I believe we were leaving the one where Karsten was giving her retiring address, because they were going through national chapter awards, and if y'all know anything about national chapter awards, they go forever. But we were walking to the escalator, and I saw a button on somebody from Michigan, and it says like, "We heart Mara," talking about Amara Jackson, the now national president. And it was just so cool seeing the support that everybody was devoting towards these candidates. And like, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, it's so whole, like full circle, seeing the selection, and then around 365 days later, seeing the culmination of their term within a retiring address. And it's always going to be one of my favorite things. I mean, it's sad. I shed a few tears. I mean, when Ella Hastie was given hers at state this past year, like that one was one of the most moving ones that I've ever heard. Like the whole visual at the end, like shining the light towards the ground, and then when you shine your light in the air, you light up the room, and it just meant like a lot. It was really cool. But back to nationals. So yeah, the sessions are really long, but my chapter leaves around, we leave Friday. But last year we actually headed back on Friday, and we stopped at a Rural King. If you know anything about me, I absolutely love Rural King. It is one of the main reasons that I just take random treks up to Martin, Tennessee. Rural King is my life. Besides the point right now though. So we stopped at Rural King, and we had the random idea to buy chickens and ducks. The foreshadowing is insane, by the way, but we'll get to that another day. So we decided to stop. We bought chickens and ducks. We bought one chicken and one duck, actually. And the look on our advisors' faces was priceless. One of our advisors, we had to use his ID or whatever, because either it's some law up in Indiana that you can't be a certain age or whatever, or it was an issue because we were just buying one of each. But he was like, "Oh my gosh, what are y'all getting into?" And then the advisor that didn't come in Rural King with us, she was like, "Guys, is this a smart choice?" And I was like, "We'll find out." But we bought the chicken, we bought the duck, we sent it home with one of our officers, and it was a bonding experience, to say the least. I mean, trying to take care of a chicken and a duck for roughly 7 hours on a school bus is kind of crazy. I mean, I have 16 chickens and 2 ducks right now, and I could literally not even imagine what it would be like to have to take care of those for 7 hours plus on a school bus. I mean, my chickens and ducks are some of the nastiest animals like on this planet. I mean, the ducks, I have to constantly clean out their little thing. Their water's always dirty. They never have, like, they're so messy. And chickens, they're chickens. They stink a good bit. But, like, we did that, and it was kind of funny. We got back, we made them the unofficial chaplain and student advisor of Haywood FFA. It was actually really cool. So that was my convention last year. It wasn't the obviously most extravagant thing, but it was nothing short of a experience, to say the least. So yeah, kind of fast forwarding to this year. So I'm going to give, like, you know, the rundown of what I'm expecting to get out and what I'm excited for, because our chapter's actually doing some pretty cool stuff this year. So this year with National Convention, we are going to be, actually, we're leaving on Monday the 21st, which is awesome. So we'll be getting to miss a whole week out of school, Monday to Friday. Love it. But that's not what it's just about. I mean, going up to Indianapolis with 70,000 other FFA members is truly empowering. I mean, I really don't know how I'm going to, like, explain it at the end of it. I'm going to have to do a recap episode next Saturday. And it truly is going to be, I don't even know how to describe it, but I'm excited to say the least. So, Monday, we're going to spend it, like, Monday and a little bit of Tuesday, we're going to be, like, planning a bunch of stuff, like a little conference that Haywood FFA is trying to put on for our freshman members. And we're going to be planning that, getting all that together. And then we're going to head, then we're going to probably do a little bit around Indianapolis and all that kind of stuff. And then Wednesday, we are going to do workshops, the expo, and then, this is awesome, we're going to see Megan Maroney. We got, four of us are going to see Megan Maroney, the rest are going to the rodeo, but we got floor seats to see Megan Maroney. And random thing about me, I'm a little bit of a fan. I mean, she's like one of my, like, I'm like within the top listeners or whatever on whatever this app's called, besides the point. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. I mean, it's different than Lainey Wilson last year because I actually know the music. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. So if you see me at the concert, no, you didn't. So we're going to see Megan Maroney, and then Thursday we are going to go to opening session 1B. So this year we're not going to 1A, we're going to 1B. Wednesday, I forgot something. Oh my gosh. I'm actually going to get the opportunity to go tour the FFA Live newsroom at Lucas Oil Stadium. So Miss Julie Woodard at National FFA is probably the sweetest person ever. Her and Mr. Larry Downs and Miss Lauren, I cannot remember her last name, but this crew right here, I've never really spoken on this because I haven't had a stage to speak on it yet. But these are like the people behind the scenes with FFA in the USA. This position has truly been something that I've been really passionate about. I've put out 2 stories that I have absolutely loved writing. I did one on Abby Colley, a member from Westview FFA that has a phenomenal poultry SAE. So if you haven't read that, go look at the link in my bios. I loved putting it together. And this past week, I actually had one get published that was regarding the efforts that my chapter, Haywood FFA, in Haywood County, Tennessee, has been doing to involve freshmen. And I know that is something that many chapters may or may not be really good at. And I'm not going to say we're really good at it, but I'm not going to say we're bad at it. But, like, generally being able to engage that new generation or whatever is important. So I figured that I was going to write a story on it, publish it. We're going to see where it goes. And so far, it's been taken pretty good. But, yeah, so those three right there, Miss Julie, Mr. Larry, and Miss Lauren, they're really, really good at what they do. review the stories, they publish them. They are phenomenal at their job. I know I wasn't talking directly, but Paige Perdue, the Tennessee FFA state reporter, had mentioned how Miss Julie was one of the most down-to-earth people that you could ever meet. She was sweet. Whenever she went to go to the Speak Ag Pioneer little meeting thing they did, because she's one of those, and just talking about Miss Julie, how sweet she was about everything. I'm really excited to get the chance to meet them. So I have completely beat around the bush. Back to the center of it. So Wednesday, I'm getting the opportunity to tour the FFA Live newsroom at Lucas Oil Stadium as a part of an FFA in the USA reporter program. So Miss Julie and all of the crew wanted us to come on in and meet us and get a face to a name kind of basis kind of ordeal. And instantly I was like, yes, heck yes. I mean, getting the chance to get any more career or industry experience would be amazing, especially with FFA in the USA, because this is something that I've really become really passionate about. I mean, I didn't expect myself to come into it absolutely rolling. I mean, I love writing stories. I never could have told myself that I like to write stories about stuff. Even like a year and a half ago, I mean, I was looking more into like an ag business kind of stuff. But stuff changes, and that's the part of it. So yeah, we are going to get the chance to meet them and a handful of other people that are, I guess, head of like marketing, and all the ag communication stuff, if that makes sense, up at National FFA. And it's truly going to be one of my favorite things. I mean, I haven't really talked to none of the other FFA and the USA reporters about it, but I know it's something that every single one of us that are going to National Convention are looking forward to. But yeah, I'm definitely going to have to keep y'all updated on that because it'll truly be an experience for the books. So yeah, back to what's going on Thursday. So we're going to go to opening session 1B. So we won't be going to 1A like we did last year. We won't get, all of the first things, like, but we still are going to get to go to the session, and that is really important because I love the sessions. I mean, like I said, as boring as they may seem to some people, they are always fun for me. I may just show who I am as a person, to be honest. I mean, I'll sit back and listen all day long if I've got to. But yeah, we're going to go to the session, then we're probably going to twiddle around in the expo workshops and all of that fun stuff. So that will unfortunately conclude our trip at Nationals this year. But I know some more stuff will end up happening that week that will be truly empowering to me. So that is the stuff that I'm looking forward to and the stuff that went down last year. But I kind of do want to talk about some necessities that you need to have for convention. So this is kind of more like what my chapter ends up doing with the convention. So Haywood FFA, we have a whole entire debacle every year where we're trying to sort away what we need. And I overpack. That's my middle name, Carson Overpacking Osteen. That is my whole name right there. Not even I'm joking, obviously. But that's my middle name. I'll overpack for literally anything. Like, when I went to FFA camp, overpacked way too much, besides the point. I overpacked. It's part of it. I wouldn't encourage overpacking, but if you overpack, do it because you never know. Make sure you have multiple pairs of official dress. That is one thing that is really, really, really important. So, funny little side story right here. I was looking in my closet the other day trying to, start getting my stuff together to start packing, and I look and I started to realize that I only had one pair of official dress pants that fit. And I was about to freak out. But I instantly got online and I rush ordered some of the pants that I use, and praying that they'll be here to on the 17th. They're supposed to be paid for extra, like the $10 whatever expedited shipping. So if they're not here, then we might have some issues. But yeah, make sure you bring plenty pairs of official dress. So plenty of pantyhose and skirts if you're girls, plenty of pants, socks, button-ups, undershirts, ties, whatever you need, bring it. And please do not forget your FFA jacket. Like, I don't see how somebody can forget an FFA jacket when it comes to packing, but it happens. I get it. It's happened. It will happen. But yeah, don't forget your FFA jacket. That's like really, really important. Obviously bring enough clothes for you to have. I mean, you know what you need clothing wise. Bring all your bathroom essentials that is needed. The weather actually. So I've been watching it a lot lately because of last year's, you know, whole snow. I still cannot get over the fact that it snowed. So actually next week, so the weather kind of is actually looking, it'll be chilly, but it won't be cold. So Wednesday, the high is like 74, the low is 51. Thursday, the high is 67, the low is 49. Friday, the high is, I think, 67 again. Let me pull it up on another weather app. I've got like 15 weather apps because you never know which one you need in any given day. So, daily, there it is. Yeah, Friday, the high is 65, low is 49. So, it's not going to be too bad up there that week. Obviously, you want to bring enough in case you do get cold because it will happen. You will not freeze in the sessions. You will not freeze in the expo. Trust me, it gets hot. If you do, there's hot chocolate, all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, pack according to the weather. I mean, you know what you need for certain kinds of weather. And make sure you look at the weather because it will change. I mean, it's almost as bipolar as Tennessee. It will change probably in a heartbeat. So keep in mind what you need. So yeah, I believe that's everything that I really wanted to talk about. So one more thing that I really wanted to kind of delve into throughout this episode is what stuff would y'all like to see from me? So I really don't know what my plan is, but I was talking to Miracle Brown about her education and outreach community, or not community, I cannot think. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm trying to rush this episode so I can, well, not rush it, but trying to, you know, hurry up so I can, you know, get it published and all that kind of fun stuff. But I was talking to Miracle, and she had mentioned something about us covering national convention in a way. Like, from our perspective and all that kind of fun stuff. And I was like, that is actually a really good idea. And, you know, I thought about it, and I really want to do it. It's just a matter of will I end up doing it? I might do some kind of like vlog style. I might get clowned by so many people, but who cares? I mean, I'm living my life and yeah. So I'm probably going to do something like that. I will, I may do some kind of Q&As too sometimes throughout the week. Obviously if I see important people that I know, I'm going to go up to them and I'm gonna be like, hey, you want to, you know, talk, get a picture, whatever. You'll get the picture at the end of the, week. So, I want to do some kind of vlog style thing. I don't know where it'll get posted. I'll make a YouTube channel if I got to. But I think it'll be really fun. And yeah, so I'm really excited to get the chance to bring my national, well, to bring my second and the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo experience to you guys at home and all across the country. Because I know there are so many students that are going across the country that have different experiences. Not everybody's going to have the same experience that I do throughout National Convention. And I think that's something that's really special about the whole convention as a, like, just convention in general. Not everybody's going to take the same thing from it. Not everybody's going to go for the same reason. Not everybody's going to do this. Not everybody's going to do that. But in the end, we're all FFA members, and we're all here to promote the future of agriculture. And so that is pretty much all that I have for this little special episode. Little sidebar on some podcast episodes coming up. I will be publishing an episode on October 28th with Emily Whitehead, the 2024-2025 East Tennessee State Vice President for Tennessee. I'm really excited about that episode. And then the probably, I'm not sure yet. But sometime within the first few weeks of November, I'll be publishing an episode with Lucy Beth Jackson, the 2024-2025 West Tennessee Regional President. And then, really big one right here, sometime within the next month and a half or so, I'll be publishing an episode with the 2023-2024 National FFA Western Region Vice President, Emily Gossett. So there's a lot of episodes in there. I plan on reaching out to a new national officer whenever their term officially begins for a podcast episode. And I'm crossing my fingers that Faith Cook gets a position, because I would love to have her on here because of, you know, Tennessee, all that fun stuff. Anyways, so that is all that I have for this episode. If y'all have any suggestions for what I should cover at Nationals, what I should do with the podcast, all that kind of stuff, let me know and I will look into it. But until then, thank y'all for listening and keep empowering the future of agriculture. Thank you.